Last night on the June 25th at 8:45 p.m. on Thursday, this is what he wrote to me. He says, "I have been building you up to this point. Go back in these journals and read how I have brought you to this place. All these little trust trials have been leading up to this. I think in almost every single journal that I've written in, the main point has been trust. He's dealing with me a lot with the trust issues. And I have grown so much, and I trust him so much more than I ever did before. So there have been a lot of trust trials," as he says. "You trust me, now you need to blind trust me. You don't know what is going to happen, but I will be with you every step of the way. Just trust me with every single thing. Ask me before you do anything. Ask me about what you eat, what you watch, what you wear, everything. Some of these things won't matter all the time, but you have to get used to asking. I can't just tell you everything if your heart is not going to be open to receive it. Ask. Be ready on a moment's notice. Things are going to go very quickly. Time is not time anymore like it was. There is a new dimension to time. You don't understand, but you will. Just trust. Keep being willing and say it out loud. Words are so important, and we have covered that in our radio programs. You know the power of words. Use them to your advantage. Pray on every occasion, in the spirit especially. But do it out loud. You need to hear the words you pray, even if you don't understand them. Your heart appreciates what your mouth says. You speak words of life from your heart out of your mouth. It then goes to your head, renewing your mind. Then goes back to your heart 10 times stronger than when it left. Say my truth out loud. Keep reading out loud. Keep building yourself up in your most holy faith." Then he says some personal things. He says, "These next few days will be really important." And these days have been really important. Yesterday, the day this was written, actually, Obamacare was voted into existence, I guess, like it would stay there permanently. The Supreme Court ruled that. And then this morning when we woke up, we found out that the Supreme Court had ruled that same-sex marriage is legal in all 50 states, and that the states have no right to judge whether or not they want to have that in there, into being. So it's been really a lot of important days and important decisions that have been made since I wrote this. So we are really, really seeing times speed up and change very quickly. Let me go on to read. He says, "Say my word, do my word. Talk. Get on the internet and talk. Make a few videos. Read what I told you. Trust what I told you. Just believe. Get your hopes up." You should know all about that. We did some studies on hope too. Hope is a confident, joyful expectation that something good is going to happen. That's the Bible hope. The hope of the world is just kind of a wishy-washy, oh, I hope it's gonna rain. But a Bible true hope is a confident expectation. You know it's gonna happen. Going back, he says, "The only things I need you to do right now are pray, trust, and hope. Keep your joy at all costs." This is a little personal to me, but I think it's for everyone too. That is your pivotal point. That is what he is after, the devil. You can be brought down by your joy, loss of joy, if you don't protect it. Fight for it. Every day is a battle for your joy, and I think that's true for everyone. Don't let it go. Build and build upon it. Be happy. There are plenty of things in this world that I have given you to be happy about. Enjoy your life. Don't be holier than thou. I am using you for you, not for some idea about what a leader should be. There are plenty of leaders and people I have put in your path. Don't become them, become like me. Learn from them. Share your knowledge with others. Trust people with these words I have given you. Trust them enough to at least hear what I have to say and then decide. So that is what I'm doing right now. I'm reading these journals. I'm giving you these words that he gave me. And it's up to you to decide whether to believe them, to accept them, whatever you decide to do with it. At least, you know, that's all you can do is your part. Put it out there and let people decide for themselves. There is no room for self in any of this. You must take yourself out of the equation. This is not about you. This is all about me. That's what he's saying. This is all about me. Don't let the thought of what someone else says get in the way of what I say to others. I love you, and I know together we can do anything. The world is no match for you when I am there. Nothing can stand in your way unless you let it. These are some important truths that he's saying. No one can stop you unless you give them that authority. You have all the authority in heaven and earth in you. When you are a believer, you have all the authority in heaven and earth inside you. He says, now, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to trust me and use it? Or are you going to give it away to someone else? You decide. So it's up to us to decide whether we're going to take the authority that Jesus gave us, that he died on that cross to give us, and are we just going to give it away to somebody else because we're worried about what people will think about us, or what we say, or what's going to happen to us, or are we going to use our words to change the world, to make a difference in this world? What, it's up to us. We decide. You decide how you're going to use your life for Christ. If you don't know Christ, I just pray that somebody will come into your path that can show you Christ. If you have any questions, contact us at themessengersradio.com. Leave a comment. Our emails are on there. You can contact us. We will get in touch with you. We will get you the information, the truth of Jesus and of everything that is going on in this world, and how you can defeat it, and how you can overcome, and how you can be a world changer. I love you guys, and I look forward to speaking with you again. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.